Now, while we discuss important selling, that we have to have a wider reach, we have to be able to have a good network, large number of people to be able to go to our customers. It is important for us because this will help us bring us the cash. Salespeople bring in the monies that are due from the market, provide feedback. The salespeople provide valuable feedback about this company's products and the competitor's product. What happens, sometimes you go and the customer says, listen, your trip was damn good, but you know, we are getting a good deal from someone else. So you learn what is happening in the market, which are the competitors, what are they offering, and how you can be able to compete with them. You're always on your toes. You always have to remember that, you know, you're not the best. You can be the best. And if you're the best, how can you improve? There can never be any complacency regarding your work. Now, what are the personal selling process? Prospecting, you send the prospectus, approaching the prospect, making the presentation, handling objections, closing the sale, and feedback. Prospecting, you're making a prospectus for the client, saying that this is what we're going to offer you in the trip, right? Now, you approach the prospect. You say that this is what you want to do. Kindly see how we can, you know, send the prospectus to the client. Then you make the presentation. You have the prospectus ready. You have gone through the briefs, through the details. You have seen what best you can offer, what are the changes made. You make the presentation to the client. You handle the objection. Oh, this is not right. We would like transportation. Put in more sightseeing. You know, the conference room hours should be a little longer by 2 hours. All certain points to be raised and taken care of. Right. Fine. You go, come back to the customer after 3 days. Sir, all your points have been taken care of. The deal will be closed. This is what we're offering, and here's a little extra. Then the customer goes, has a trip, feedback. Hey man, fantastic trip, all went well. So this is what happens. Qualifying the prospecting. A qualified prospect has a need, can benefit from the product, and has the authority to make the decision. Identify them through websites, lists from trade association, referrals, newspapers, corporate databases is the first step in the process. You have to qualify the prospecting. Who is the guy whom you can approach? Whom the guy you can sell the idea to? Approaching the prospect, get information about the prospect, travel needs, and profile of their frequent travelers, and before the planned meet. You have a meeting. Who are the people who travel? What are you going to say to them? How are you going to put across the entire prospectus? You make the presentation. You tell them, be on time. Give the presentation professionally. And you have to be dressed professionally. You have to be able to grab his attention. You have to be able to say that this is what we're going to offer you, and it creates a rapport. Handling objections, clearly understand the concern, take down the details, clarify. We've done all this, closing the sale and follow up. In that, what happened, how was the trip, and all these details. Skills and qualities of a tourism professional. Travel and tourism should have special skill to be successful. Now, what are the skills required? Excellent communication skills. You have to be able to communicate every single point. So, you land at the airport. This is the time your pickup is there. The bus will be there for an hour because you have other people coming in. You will leave at this point. You will reach there. Very good, effective communication skills to the point. Personal presentation and professional appearance. Very important. You can't go shabbily dressed. You have to be very clear how you're going to look. You're going to make a presentation. You're going for a walk in the park with your girlfriend. You have to be able to give a very, very professional presentation with a look. Smart, absolutely. Confidence and good personality and positive attitude. Relationship building skills, good listening skills, warmth and enthusiasm. It's not only about talking. You have to be able to listen well. I didn't like this, I didn't like that. Sir, but this is good. No, listen to what he has to say. Very important. You need to know what the customer wants. Warmth and enthusiasm. When the customer even has objections, I understand this, sir. We look into it. Don't worry. Then what are the other skills? Investigative research skills, internet timetables, guide, brochure. You always have to be updated. See that you can offer them the best. Managing stress and working under pressure. You have to be able to do that. Then you have to have a sense of humor. You have to keep it lighthearted. Never get too serious. But if you're serious, nothing with a little banter of humor. No, nothing gone wrong. Ability to deal with difficult situations and work pressure. You have to be able to do that. Good team worker, able to meet deadlines, honesty and dedication towards the job. Very important. You have to do your job well. Market research is basic for a successful marketing strategy. It answers questions, pertaining to marketing activities. Market research, what is the customer looking for? What is there that is missing? What is the vacuum in the market? What do the customers feel is not there? How can we improve service? How can we be better? Very important part. Market research, what is it? Can we define the systematic collection of information related to supply and demand for the product in such a way that the information may be used to make decisions about its policies and objectives? It helps you collect the information, the entire data, see what the supply is, what the demand is for the product in such a way that the information is used to make decisions. You decide, according to the marketing research, that a certain aspect of tourism in India has not been well explored. Like, people feel that probably you don't have very good buses to travel all over India. If you want, like, you have the Greyhound bus in the US, India does not have that. So you do a market research and say, wow, man, good thing, we found something. Let's make fantastic buses, state of the art, it'll take us all over India. And we try and do this, very high up market buses. Of course, you have them now, but then you feel that there's something else which has not been done. So you try and work on that. You need better things, better facilities. There's always something which is not there, which you can work upon. The research helps to make well-informed and calculated decisions and reduce risk. It tells you what is needed so you don't go wrong in making the decision. Market research is used to identify major problem area. A research within the travel agency brings forth problems relating to customer service and his needs. You decide, you feel the customer is always unhappy with certain points. You do a market research, find out. You are a travel agency which offers and caters to that point. Well, you're a winner. To be in touch with its market, travel research identifies the latest trends in the market. What does it say? It says people, perceptions and policies, and reduces the risk for new launches. You understand what people want, what they need, what they feel, and then after that you take a decision and come out with something which is in touch with your customer, what he needs, and the customer is happy. Market research is used to develop new sources of profit. Know the trend, market trends also help in discovery of new products, geographies, and newer ways to explore existing products. You always feel, you know, when you see a map, we're doing all these cities, we're doing this and we're doing that. Sometimes you forget. This area hasn't been tapped. You see, what happens is you need a microscope, you need a magnifying glass to see which is one place which has been untapped. I'm sure there's a place in India which has been untapped, where probably travel agents haven't gone, where they haven't explored. Somebody will someday, and then that'll be the new hit destination. Do that. Try and find out what that could be, a new source of profit. It could be a beautiful location for a hotelier to build a hotel. Always learn there is something which hasn't been done. To create goodwill, the consumers who take part in the survey feel that their opinion and views matter to the company. So it creates a goodwill. They feel, our point of view is important. Very important to make the customer feel good. Source of information collection is through means. Primary data is the first-hand information collected through surveys, observation and interviews over here. And then secondary data. What is the secondary data? Is the data collected through various communication sources like government agencies, newspapers. So first is the primary data which comes directly. Then is the secondary data which you could have collecting from newspapers, from magazines, from other government agencies, through travel documents. That is the secondary data. The steps in the research, what are the steps in the market research process? Identify the problem, define or identify the problem and set objectives. How you are going to solve the problem, how you are going to go about clearing the problem. Conduct a situation analysis, gather all the information related to the product, the industry, the market, the competition, advertising, consumers, suppliers, technology, the economy, and the political climate. You have to conduct a situation analysis. You have to be able to see what is there that needs to be bettered, that needs to be worked upon. You are doing a market research, trying to find out if there's a problem area, how to solve the problem area, how to better a certain service, how to be able to go about creating something which hasn't been done before. Conduct information investigation. Talk informally with consumers, distributors, and key people in the industry. You have to keep getting information. Speak to them. Try and ask them, sir, why is this not happening? Why is that not happening? Conduct information investigation. Try and gather data which will help you understand all issues that are there that need to be worked upon, or probably the answer to the question. Now, see, there are certain steps in the research process, like identifying the problem, define or identify the problem and the set objectives. What do you want to achieve? What is the objective that you are looking for? Conduct a situation analysis. Gather all the information related to the product, the industry, the market, the competition, advertising, consumers, suppliers, technology. You have to take all factors into account and see what is it that you need to do to be able to get a study of what you're looking at. You're going to solve a certain problem or you're going to try to upgrade to something. You have to take all these factors into mind and see what is that one thing that you need to improve or bring about a change in. It could be the economy, the political climate, the suppliers, technology, consumers, everything related to travel and tourism. Conduct information investigation, talk informally with consumers, distributors, and key people in the industry. You go to trade fairs, you go to exhibitions, trade exhibitions. Keep talking. Try and solve a problem which is you feel existing and needs to be worked upon. Develop a formal research. Determine the types and sources of data that are to be obtained. Collect and develop the sample questionnaire and other data collection forms and coding methods and tabulation form. There are certain ways of going about it. What you'll do is you will prepare a questionnaire first, sample questionnaire. Then other data collection form. There could be something forms which is data specific, number specific. So you'll make a form where it has certain categories, certain pointers where you have to fill in the data. It is very imperative that you have the correct information. And coding methods in tabulation form. You have a coding method which says this data number is this code, and then you tabulate the entire information. Collect the data for secondary sources to desk research and for primary data to the field work of conducting surveys, observational research, or experimental research. You have to collect the data, probably interviews, probably going to offices, probably see where the information needs to gather from, and keep collecting all you can, which is going to help you solve the issue. Tabulate and analyze. Once the data has been collected, they must be coded, tabulated, and analyzed and seen. What is the answer that you're looking for in the entire research? Now, the other steps are interpret tabulated results with a series of statistical conclusions. You take a statistics. You see what is the area, what is the mid-level, or what is the high level or low level, and in the statistical survey, you try and analyze and get to some point. Then write the report, present the results of the research, which should clearly understand with recommendation. It should be clearly understood very clearly with recommendation. What does the industry say about this certain point? What are the factors? What are the changes that need to be brought about? Or what is the improvement that we're looking for? Follow up. See that the results of the survey are put into action. Analyze the practical application of the recommendations. You have to analyze, you have to see. Once the results have come, you have to see and you have to do the survey has been done. You have to put the entire work into action. Analyze the practical application of the recommendation. Try and improve. If there's some area which needs to be worked upon, try and work on it on the application of the recommendation. Financial management. The next part is a managerial activity which is directed towards controlling the fund management of the company. Can't function without that. It has four important elements: planning, controlling, directing, and reporting. It is one of the three key elements for determining the success of a travel agency, along with operations and marketing management. You have to be able to plan, control your expenses, direct, and see where your company is heading in its financial growth. It has to be able to sustain itself in the long run, right? The elements of financial management, let's see. Financial planning, you have to see, this is the goal. My goal is advertising spending, this much amount of money. The revenue should be this much. This is what I keep for staff and salaries for my expenses. The financial control, see that things don't go out of hand. What you've kept should be within budget. If you see the revenue is less, you will change your financial planning. Probably bring it down a little less. Maybe advertise less. Financial decision making, as and when required. Financial reporting. You will see that you'll report to the director. So this is what needs to be worked upon. The CFOs, they do that. The chief financial officer, there's a sorry, revenue is coming less, so I can't give out more money for advertising. You have to lessen the budget, right? Financial planning is done to ensure that the funds are available to needs of the business, to always have enough funds in the business. In the short term, fund may be needed to invest in equipment and stocks, pay employees, and fund sales made on credit. You always have to have money. You can't function without money, an important factor. In the medium term, funds will be required for additions to the productive capacity of the business. in the medium term, you will probably need money to expand. You have to open up two new sections. You have to get staff. You have to get computers. You have to get software. All that is going to cost money. So you have to see that you have enough money in the medium term and you don't fall short. In the long term, funds would be required for making acquisitions and diversifications. You decide, okay, you want to acquire another company, you have to have money. Or you want to diversify. Okay, I've opened one office. I need another three offices. Now I'm going to go particularly on a particular point. I'm going to see how I'm going to improve. You have to keep working on it. Right? Funds, if it's not there, you will not be able to sustain and grow. Financial control is an activity to ensure that the business is meeting its objectives. Financial control helps check if the assets are being properly used so that they're not being misused, wasted. The finance manager has to plan, procure, and utilize the funds. He has to plan. He has to ask for the money. Utilize in a proper manner. He has to exercise control over finances. Tomorrow, if there's no finance, the company goes closed. Everything, operations, market research, market determination, all the entire paraphernalia of the travel agency depends on one subject, the finances. If the finance is not there, you cannot work. The finance manager, he has to control, exercise control over the finances. Like said, he does a ratio analysis, financial forecasting, cost and profit control to exercise financial control over the travel agency. He has to see that the revenue which he's bringing in is good enough and the ratio of advertising is just right and not over. Plus, he has to see that he has enough staff and not overload his company. Financial decision-making consists of decisions on investment, financing, and dividends from the profits earned. They include decisions about the profit earned by the business. Either they are retained or distributed to shareholder via dividend. If it's a company which is a public limited company, it is given across to shareholders. If dividends are too high, the business may be starved of funding to reinvest. So you have to be right to see that enough funds are there to be able to have money with yourself too. If the dividends are too less, it will be bad for the investors. So you can't give too much, you can't give too less. You have to strike a balance because you need money for yourself in the long run. Decision will depend upon expansion and diversification plans of the company. You have funds, you're giving a dividend, at the same time you want to grow and you want to diversify. So it's a very careful balancing act that you have to maintain to see that you can do both of them. Financial reporting is done to help the finance manager or get an overview of the financial health on a daily or monthly basis. A travel agency financial manager is responsible for ensuring that the reports are maintained, so has to have a profitable running company. He has to see the profits are coming in. The three important financial reports that help analyze the financial position of a travel agency are income statements and balance sheet, how much income is coming, financial ratios, how much is being spent across how much is being earned, and financial forecasting. What is it that is going to be earned? What are we looking to earn? And what are we looking to spend? Now, the income statements is also called the profit and loss statement. It is prepared to know the agency's profitability over a given period of time. It is generally generated on the 31st of March every year. What is the income of the company? It is a statement which gives the revenue earned and against the amount spent to earn this revenue. It shows what is the revenue earned, what is the revenue spent, and the ratio. This statement is used for financial planning for the next budget by the finance managers. It is used for financial planning. It says I made 1 crore and I spent 20 lakhs. So next year I intend to make 1 crore 80 lakhs and I intend to spend 45 lakhs. So I intend to spend 70 lakhs, 1 crore 10 lakhs. So it all depends what ratio you're looking at to be able to survive. Balance sheet is a useful source of information for the owners, creditors, suppliers, management, tax departments to see what is the money of the company position. The balance sheet is the indicator of its financial position for the period. You have to see that what is the indicator, how the company is doing. It shows the strength and weaknesses of the organization and useful to the people, below people in many ways. The owners can know how the long-term success of the travel agency and how their money is being spent and invested. It is useful for owners. What is the money being used for? Where is it used for? How much is it used? And are we making profits or no? The bankers and other financial institutions who have lent money to the agency come to know the travel agency. How will they pay back from the balance sheet. It gives an idea to the financial institution. The hotel airlines tour operators are assured about the travel agency's financial health through a balance sheet so that they know if they give credit, they will get their money and they will not lose their money. The management uses the information to predict the future and make budgets and diversify into new markets if the profits are good. They also plan to invest the savings to create wealth. Important. Whatever money you're getting, you can invest in savings and create wealth. The employees come to know if their jobs are secure and they will get a good raise according to the last year's entire financial results. The government uses these statements to assess the tax liabilities of the travel agency. The government will say, okay, you've done this much, you give me this much tax, I'm okay with it. I need this much money. Financial ratios help to analyze the profitability of a corporate account or a product that is being launched. The ratios that are analyzed are sales per employee or customer supplier. Commissions is a part of sales. What is the percentage of commission is a part of sales? Is a percentage of sales. Percentage of override commissions by supplier. What is the percentage of override commissions by supplier? What is the extra commission that we are giving to the supplier for the business that they are giving us? Percentage of return sales by customer account. What is the percentage of sales? Percentage pre-tax profit of commission, revenues or sales. Before the tax, what is the percentage of commission or revenue or sales? I made 1 crore 80 lakhs in sales before tax. After tax, the income is 1 crore 32 lakhs. You have to be able to keep these numbers with you. Financial forecasting means preparing budgets, setting targets for the sales expenditure. Nothing instills confidence like a well-thought-out budget with the proper variance explanations. Budgets are generally of two types, capital budgets and operating budgets. There are two types of budgets. A good idea, a good budget helps to communicate the plan for the year to all departments as well as the management, to motivate the managers to achieve the targets and take pride after having achieved that, the management to reward the employees, and it helps the management to reward the employees and to develop a team spirit. The good budget says that I'm going to keep my employees a raise, they're going to be happy. Right? It says I'm going to plan well for the next year. It say it's going to achieve and motivate the managers to achieve the targets and take pride after having achieved that and develop a team spirit. So everyone in the company has upliftment and are happy that they are being pushed forward and the company is doing well. Importance of financial planning in travel agency management is success of travel agency depends on financial administration. If the business fails to provide sufficient capital to meet the requirement of fixed and fluctuating capital and has not been able to sustain earning power, the business cannot sustain and be successful. You have to have money. You have to have sufficient capital to meet the requirement of the fixed and fluctuating capital. There's a working capital. There's a fixed capital, which is every month you have to pay this much. The working capital is money that you require for airline tickets, for hotels, for transportation. If you're going to buy a service, you have to pay for that service. How are you going to pay? How much money do you have? You have 100 customers who want 100, 200, 500 tickets. You have to have money for that, for the hotel stays. You give out money, you get the service, then the customer pays you. You have to have finances for that. Smooth running of an enterprise. Finance is required at every stage of the travel agency operation, promotion, incorporation, development, expansion, and administration of day-to-day working. These daily requirements are assessed through financial plans. You have to see what and where the money is required. Even say you have to do promotions, you need money. Incorporation, you need money. Development, expansion, you want to expand. 2 more offices needed, you need money. And administration of day-to-day working, you need money, the administration is there. Expenses, daily expenses, overhead. You have to have money for that also. These daily requirements are assessed through financial plans. The importance of financial planning in travel agency management is financial management helps coordinate. It provides complete coordination between various functional areas such as marketing, production, etc. to achieve the organization's goals. It helps in coordinate everything. Now you say, the market guy says that I need this much money for marketing. Sales guy say, I'm going to give you this much revenue. The operations guy say that this is what we will contribute from our operation. So it's a sustained, it's a together effort. The focal point of decision making, all decisions are considering is profitability, whether it's advertising or introducing new markets. And financial reports like budgets help in evaluate. Before you do anything, you have to take all decisions, remember, are done on profitability. And whether it's advertising, if you're doing advertising of 5 lakhs, you should get a business of 50 lakhs. Then you can do advertising of 5 lakhs. Then the owner will say, okay, I know I'll get 50 lakhs, I'll do 5 lakhs. You'd have to introduce new markets, you money for that, you have to advertise, right? And financial reports like keep help budgets and they evaluate that what is the way that we're going to move forward. What is the planning system to it? How much money are we going to give to the new market? How much revenue is coming in? How are we going to balance everything? What is the sales against advertising or expense? All these factors need to be taken into account. Thank you.